Grace, we're live.
I'm stretching because this is gonna be a good episode.
I'm not doing a thing.
Okay, great. I'm happy to hear that. I'll do all the work. You just sit there and look pretty. Good job.
That's pretty much what we did this weekend.
Yeah, that's what you do all the time, is just sit there and look pretty.
Hey. It works. We tick, right?
Somebody's got to sit and look pretty, and it's you, and you're doing a great job of it.
Yeah. We had a good weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was a Heiner weekend. It's like Christmas, and I'm still thinking about it. I'm still looking at all the posts, and I want to talk about it.
So you think we should do this show about Heiner then?
I mean, I guess.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You want to start it? You want me to start it?
I want you to start it. Get us rolling.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a quick one.
Okay.
I've thought about quitting the rhymes, but that seems a little risky. So let's just continue on and start episode 60.
Pew, pew.
I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right. Business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
I didn't run 25K at Heiner or 50K at Heiner, and I still needed a recovery day from Heiner.
Yeah, same. It was so much fun. I still got in plenty of walking around and clapping and cheering.
Talk to everybody. You're like a little, I don't know, a talker person.
I am a talker person. That's right. You know, I figured out how to make that work somehow.
So Heiner Trail Challenge happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
We both arrived late Friday night.
No, I got there Saturday early.
You were going to get there Friday night. I got there late Friday night. Lauren had a track meet in Lock Haven, which was only about 20 minutes from Heiner. So that worked out good. But man, those track meets go forever. So we didn't get out of there till like 10:30. And then we got to Heiner and just went right to bed. Saturday morning, we had talked about kind of doing like a pregame show, and we had it on the schedule for YouTube, but it was easier for us to just hang out and see our friends and then plan on getting the party started with the live show later in the morning.
Yeah, and I know you were kind of catching up with some of your athletes, so was I. I was trying to catch everybody before they headed out for their start and wish them luck. So we ended up, I ended up coming in early Saturday morning so I could bring along Lacey because it was her birthday. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
We have so much to talk about. And we have a guest. We're going to talk about Heiner. Heiner is a trail race that is in Pennsylvania. It is one of, if not the biggest trail race in Pennsylvania, one of the biggest ones on the East Coast, if not the biggest, because it has about 1,300 participants right around there.
Yeah.
1,200, 1,300 participants and a big party afterwards. So we thought we would bring on a guest to talk about it. And we looked at the results, Eric, you found the last female to finish the 50K. Asked if she wanted to come on a podcast that she's never heard of. And she thankfully said yes. And we're going to bring her on and talk about Heiner, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the fun part about this podcast is we would like to talk to everybody from the first place finisher all the way to the DNFs and everybody in between. So mm-hmm. We figure what better person to talk to than somebody who the last female that crossed the finish line. She mm-hmm. crossed the finish line in 9 hours and 11 minutes and 42 seconds.
Yeah.
So she had plenty of time to spare. I mean, what, 49 minutes to hang out and relax. So
that's right.
Not like you cut it too close.
That's right. Let's bring on Shelly.
Yeah.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi.
Hey, Shelly. Thanks for being on. Is it Shelly Rom or Rome?
Shelly Rom.
Shelly Rom. Nice to meet you. So I guess what we want from you, what we want to hear from you is kind of your story in running a little bit and tell us, like, was this your first Heiner?
Yes.
Was this your first 50K?
No, it's about, I think I did five 50Ks last year in one Baker, which is 50 miles.
Oh, I was at Baker.
Yeah.
Are you doing it again?
Yeah, I am.
Same. Yep.
Nice.
This was my first 50K this year. This by nice. Far was my hardest 50K.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Well, I have a lot of questions because we don't know each other at all, but we'll try to keep it focused on Heiner. When did you actually get into running?
About 10 years ago.
Oh, just like us.
Yeah.
Was there, I don't want to get personal or anything, but what can you tell us what the motivation was?
I don't really know.
Just decided to give it a try?
I would see people out running and I was like, I want to try that. I was pretty active. I rode bike and stuff like that. So I figured, why not? I'm going to try it. And I love it.
Did running take over from bike riding, or do you still do both?
I still do both. Mostly nice. Running, though. Road right. and
All right. So you ran this whole race with your friend Jenny Couch, right?
Yep. Jenny okay. Couch.
Now, I didn't realize that. I tried to get her on at the last minute here, and she couldn't be on. But when I was looking at the results, I'm an idiot, so I didn't look at the times and realize you guys crossed the finish line at the same time. I was just looking for the last place finisher just because I wanted to see who was down there. But anyway, so you guys ran together all day.
Yes.
Did you have any goals going into it as far as time or like what to expect?
No time goal. I just wanted to just finish. Actually, Jenny forgot that she even signed up till about a week ago.
Oh, so. I like it.
And here I was talking about it for like a month and she kept saying, oh, go have fun. And then she got the email. So I was lucky to have her with me. She's really good at keeping people on pace and she got me through Baker and I was thankful to have her Saturday because I'm not sure I would have made it without her.
It was tough this year. So this year there was, I know it was your first time at Heiner, mm-hmm. but for anybody who's done it before, the 50K course, it changed. The course changed, I think, in 2021. And then this past year, there was a change in cutoffs. So the first cutoff was 30 minutes sooner than it had been before.
Yeah.
So what it did is, up until the first cutoff, I think you had 3 hours. How many hours to make the first 7 miles? 2 hours?
2 hours.
2 hours to hit the first 7 miles, which is right around a 16-minute pace. But the overall cutoff for the 50K is about a 20-minute pace. Right. So hitting that first cutoff, I mean, you kind of got to hammer it. You also got the Conga line to deal with. You got Humble Hill to deal with. So talk to us about like leading up to that first cutoff. What was happening? Were you ready for Humble Hill? Did you know that that you weren't at the top yet? How'd it go?
You know what? Honestly, the whole race seemed like a hill. The whole race.
Yeah.
But it was nerve-wracking because I knew we had to get to the front of the line in order to make it up in time, mm-hmm. that we were going to be behind a line. That was annoying. I know there was people behind me that were stronger runners than we are that didn't make it. And I feel like they could have beat us by far in, any other day. The first cutoff, my opinion, was a little bit much. After that, the second cutoff, we were 25 minutes ahead. Mm-hmm. So the first
cutoff. How close were you to the first one to not making it?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
We probably didn't make it. We were the first ones that probably shouldn't have made it.
Oh, I think you might have been right behind. I know. Callie made the first one by 19 seconds.
Yeah.
So they just let you slide through or what?
I think so. Yeah.
You might have been a few seconds behind. There was a group of three.
What's that?
There was a group of three that was probably right in front of you.
We were a group of three.
Oh, okay. There's a group of three women, Tara, Callie, and Erica.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw them.
Yeah. They would have been right in front of you. Yep. Yeah. They made that aid station by 19 seconds, they said. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we pretty much ran most of the time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth. They were in front of us then, you know, we would pass them.
Oh, they're entertaining. So you definitely had a good time.
Yeah. I think the first cutoff, I think it was a bit much. But hey, when you sign up, you get what you, it's their, you know, if you don't like it, that's what it
says. Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough one to figure out. They make little changes, little improvements every year, trying to figure out what works best. It was very tight this year.
Yeah.
So how was
15 minutes would be better.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Sneak that in there, Craig. But how was the rest of the race? So you had all the creek crossings, you had going up SOB, the final descent. How was that?
Oh, I mean, I guess I was out there the longest. it was a beating. For me, it was. It was rough. The uphills were rough, and coming down was rough. Most of the time I slid down on my butt.
That's great.
I love the race. It's beautiful. And I'm definitely going back next year.
That's what I was going to ask. Now, when you come back next year, do you think you'll do the 50K again or go for the 25?
Yeah, that's like childbirth. I'm going to need to give it some time to get I'm not sure yet which one. Yeah. Right now I say never. But who knows? We'll see.
I ask so many people that question, people who've done both. And there's really like the 25K gives you all the views and you get the after party when everybody is still there.
Yeah.
So it's like the 50K, I think it's great to do just to have this huge accomplishment or because you're doing the triple crown. But if you're not doing one of those two things, like go for the 25 because it's super fun.
Super fun. Yeah, I agree.
Shelly, did I see that you're signed up for Oil Creek 100K? Or is that?
Yeah.
Nice.
That'll
be your first 100K?
Yes.
Awesome.
Good choice.
It is a very good choice.
Yeah, you got, and then you have Baker 50 miler on your schedule. So this is going to be a fun year. What else do you have?
I'll probably do Buckeye 50K. What else am I doing? Burning River.
The
Pittsburgh Marathon's in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
I fill my schedule all summer. So.
Yeah. Oh, good. You can see what you're doing July 13th, Eric. I'll invite you over.
I can't invite any more people. I'm going to get in trouble.
What is happening July 13th?
It's a fun event at my house, a fun gathering of friends at my house.
Yeah. Fun gathering of friends.
It's just a good time. I'll tell you about it off air.
Okay.
So let's talk more about the day. Eric, you and I were live streaming for part of it. And we, most of the time we were both there. And then we also kind of split off. I had some time interviewing some people. You had some time interviewing some people. I want to encourage people to go back and watch the live stream. I also don't know how great it is because Chad took over for a while and that's scary.
It's the live stream. I like the idea of it. I'm glad we do it and I want to continue doing it, but it's definitely, it's a learning process and it's hard because we're talking hours and hours and we don't really want dead footage of just watching the finish line. So you have to have people constantly coming on in order to get that. And what's the hardest is you and I are, you know, we want to talk to people that not necessarily on the air. Somebody wants to, you know, they, a lot of times people don't realize they're on the air and they come up and want to talk to us and stuff. So it's kind of a tricky thing to navigate. At least that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for the most part, you see the front finishers, but it's, you know, even during the day when people, the party gets going, you'll see there's people standing in front of the camera in between the finish line and us. So it's hard to even capture much. I don't know what your thoughts were on it, but yeah, I mean, it's something I think we can definitely keep working on as we do a couple live shows throughout the year.
And yeah. I thought it was a lot of fun. Some of the highlights you can listen for. At one point, Joey just starts screaming.
Yeah.
Cause she was really excited and didn't realize that that there was, that we were live, and Joey's awesome. So thank you for that, Joey. Thank you for spreading.
It was super sincere. She was super fired up because
she
beat her time from last year by.
Oh yeah. She had a huge PR, and I love her energy, and that's the right place for it. So
exactly.
I thought it was great. It is worth listening in. There were some good interviews in there. At one point, I interviewed Rhoda Smoker, and she talked about a great adventure that she has coming up. So listen in for that. And if any of you have, Shelly, do you have any Run PA gear?
No, I don't.
I have some Run. I'm wearing my Matt Lipsy special, Heiner special, Run PA gear. And we interviewed, now the brand is owned by Jason Logue, awesome Jason Logue, but it used to be owned by a gentleman who goes by the name of Fritz von Regermeister, and we interviewed him for a while. And he didn't race very often, so that was like a special, special interview. So definitely listen in on the live stream for some very cool interviews. We end up interviewing, like, there's three Erics. See if you can name all the Erics who we talked to. That'll be a fun quiz for you. There were three of them. And there were some great conversations in between. I don't know. Who did you get to talk to?
I don't even remember. You?
Okay.
No,
you got to talk to me. I got to talk to Rhoda, and that was amazing.
Yeah, you did. You had a lot of good interviews. You covered the majority of the interviews, which is great.
Yeah.
It was a very nice day. The wind was a little of a pain in the butt, but it really didn't affect the live stream feed or anything like that. At least we didn't get rained on.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't affect any of that, but I know I did. So we have some swag. Finally, we have stickers and we have magnets and we have temporary tattoos, and I didn't get to like set any of them out. So I don't think anybody knew that we had them available for sale. So if anybody's interested in them, give me a shout and I'll send some over to you. $2 a pop. Nice. So there you go.
Yeah. We can work out the whole Venmo or PayPal thing too. So if you want the Running Mullet swag, reach out to either of us and we'll get it to you for sure.
Yeah.
And there might be a more fun thing coming out in a couple
weeks. We do. We have a new another fun item coming up soon, and we'll be at a lot of races this summer, so it'll be pretty easy to find us. Like Shelly, I'll see you at Baker.
Yeah.
And we'll also be at World's End. I'll be at Eastern States. So there's lots of opportunities. Now, another question that I have for you, Shelly, before the race, did you poop?
Yes.
Nice. Did you use the porta potties?
No.
Okay. Got it.
So she didn't get a sticker.
You didn't get a sticker. I don't know if you saw a crazy person over by the porta potties giving people stickers because they pooped. That was me. Yeah. I brought a sticker book and just random stickers. It's just like one of those books of like 1,000 stickers. And so I brought my sticker book and I did not intend on doing this. I just brought my
ask. Was that like a premeditated thing?
It was not premeditated. I just had this sticker book with me because I was like, yeah, maybe I'll give out some stickers. They're just a good thing to have at any time in your life. And it popped into my head And so I ran up to the porta potty line and I just started asking strangers if they pooped. And if they did, then I give them a sticker. So
isn't that the goal before you do a race?
Yeah, it's very helpful. If it helps you run a little faster if you poop. If I get two good poops, like, oh man, I'm going to be flying. Because you got the poop that like releases it and gets everything going. And then you got second.
Maybe that's why I was dead last.
That could be why. Although again, you were very far away from final cutoff. So you should feel awesome about that. Yeah. So,
you know, normally I would be probably a little bit embarrassed but how many people got cut?
Oh yeah.
25. How many?
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know.
I can't even be upset over it.
Yeah.
You can't. I saw some people come back who got cut from the first aid station. I know of at least one person personally who switched from the 50K to the 25K. I know some people who switched beforehand because they didn't feel quite ready. So, I mean, it's an incredibly difficult 50K with a tough first cutoff, and you should feel amazing about that. You know, like looking at all of the statistics of it, you can't deny that you had an awesome Saturday.
I did. I'm proud.
Yeah.
And I seen it.
Yeah. And you pooped that morning. So
you
did you guys expect it to take, did you have any idea how long it was going to take you?
I figured that I would be a little bit longer actually.
Hmm.
I was hurting. The last 2 miles, I think I did like a run walk. That's what really slowed me up.
That makes sense.
I'm surprised there weren't more people that were closer to that 10-hour finish, 10-hour cutoff. I mean, she was 9:11, and then the last guy was just after you at like, I think 9:13 or 9:15. So there was 45 minutes where no one was left. And maybe that was who they cut off at that first hard cutoff. Normally would have seen that, because even Grace and I, like, we noticed. So at that first cutoff, those that didn't make the cutoff, they sent them just basically back down the hill to the finish line. And we noticed all these people coming in, and we're like, there's no way they're 25Kers yet or even 50Kers yet. And then we realized what was happening. And I don't recall that last year that many folks being turned around because they didn't make that first cutoff. So yeah, I mean, that hard cutoff definitely probably cut quite a few off that back end, that last 45 minutes where they might have finished.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, it works, I guess, the whole idea of it, to keep people out there that can stay moving, to be sure that they finish within the 10 hours. It sure seemed like that did the job. But yeah, looking at the times now, you know, you could say, well, they could add 15 minutes to it and still be safe too.
Yeah. But I feel the same way about Georgia Death Race. Like, it's not the distance. I did it the year that it was actually a slightly shorter distance. There was more elevation, but shorter distance. But it's not the distance that I'm proud of, because I've done longer distances, but that first cutoff is just so harsh. And it's the cutoffs at the beginning of the race. They're really, really, really harsh, and a ton of people get cut. And then it relaxes after that. And like, that's one of the races that will always stick with me, as I'm just so proud of it. I think there's something to be said for, because it's hard to push in the beginning for ultras and then be able to keep going, to not blow up in the beginning. I think strategy wise, it's really difficult, especially if you're not at the front of the pack. You know, like, you can be a middle of pack runner and still, like, it's hard.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
We love your thoughts, Grace.
Thank you. I love your thoughts too.
So while we're talking about, this show is all about Heiner. Can I go ahead and go over the winners of the day real quick?
Yeah.
So for the 25K, Steve Lang, 32-year-old from New Jersey, which I know of him. We've met before. He's an incredible athlete. He does a lot of cross training with skiing in the winter. He does a lot of rock climbing. He does basically anything outside that's physical. Mm-hmm. The dude is amazing. He won in 2:14:18 and Reagan McCoy was right behind him. I believe like 90 seconds behind him. So they battled it out all day for the 25K win. Laurel Moyer of Lock Haven won the 25K, the first female. She's in 2 hours and 32 minutes, which is smoking fast.
Yeah.
And then for the 50K, we had Ben Quattromoni at 4:13 for the 50K. Four hours and 13 minutes.
Wow.
That's stinking fast.
Amazing.
It is amazing. It's insane to me. I don't know. I mean, Steve Lang, I looked at Steve Lang. Steve Lang comes up on my Strava, okay? So 25K is what, 4,000 feet of gain, Grace, roughly, yeah. Ballpark?
Mm-hmm.
His pace for the whole race, for the 15 or 16 miles, whatever it is, was 8:33.
That's insane.
It's insane.
I think the other thing to remember is, so the race is around 15 miles for the 25K. With around 4,000 feet of elevation. Remember, the first mile and the last mile are flat.
Mm-hmm.
So that elevation is really within 13 miles.
Yeah. So what I instantly think about when I see a pace like that is, not only was he running up the hills, which Reagan does, these guys are incredible, but mm-hmm. the speed that they're going down the hill to maintain that average pace is like...
Yeah.
It's incredible to see how fast they're flying down these steep rocky hills. So
mm-hmm.
much respect to all these people. And then anyway, in the 50K, Cassandra Spittler from Newport, Rhode Island, and Ben is from Newport, Rhode Island too. Apparently they're a couple. So they went home with two amazing axes. So they had a pretty darn good day.
Yeah, they did.
Nice. Finished the 50K in 5:09. So congrats to both of them. And I'm sure that's a memory they'll remember for a while.
Yeah. And if we got to interview Ben during the live stream. So mm-hmm. if you're interested in hearing about how Ben did and his thoughts on the race, you can check out the live stream.
Yep.
I wanted to talk about a couple other standout performances. Can we do that?
I suppose you can.
So I was looking at the results because, you know, there's so many names out there I knew, and I wanted to see how all of my friends did. And I'm looking at the results, and Rob Bartholomew placed 30th at the 25K. And the 25K, remember, the field is about 900 runners, and that does not happen in trail running very often. So he placed 30th, and Rob is 60 years old. So wow. He finished in 2:58.
Wow.
That's an 11-minute pace.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
It's a good day.
It was a good day. But not only, so he was first in his age group, which is awesome for Rob. And you might say, like, oh, he's first in his age group, is probably next person is a ways behind him. No, like the 60-year-olds represented within the 50K distance. So yes, his time was very good. But the next person was Greg Lang, has the same last name as the first place. So that might be dad. I'm not sure. But he finished in 3:09 and was 54th when an 11:51, and he's 63. So wow. Like Rob got first in his age group, but he, like, that age group is apparently very competitive. Go 60-year-olds. And then the first place Karen Dickerson, who's 61, finished in 3:08, and she did an 11:47 mile. So, I mean, the 60-year-olds were just representing really, really well for the 25K, and I thought that was like
that's super cool.
I had to say something,
right?
Yeah, I want to be like them when I grow up.
Me too.
I saw so many people I was just really excited to see. I have to mention Kathleen Cusick. So Kathleen Cusick comes up to me, and I've been following her for years because she's just a phenomenal trail runner. And she comes up to me and she says, "Hi, my name is Kathleen Cusick." I'm like, "Yeah, I know." She's like, you're Grace. I said, yeah. She goes, you do fast packing, right? And I said, yeah, I do some fast packing. She's like, I'd like to reach out to you and get some tips. I have some things I want to do. And I was like, I will talk to you all day, every day. That's not a problem. So that was super cool. She had a good day. She finished. And that was good to see that too.
Yeah,
we had a big group from my area, the North Park Trail Runners. I don't know if you've heard of them from the Pittsburgh area.
There
were some people there placed in their age categories too, which was awesome. We had there's a large group there.
Do you know
who did the 25K?
Do you know the Trail Sisters Pittsburgh group?
Yeah. Yes.
You know Beck?
Yes.
I knew. Yeah. I missed her this year. I know she was dealing with some injury stuff and everything. Yeah. So
I would love to run with them more, but my time, my job, I don't get to see them too much, but I have ran with them.
Yeah. That's an awesome group.
Cool group.
So who else from your group do you want to shout out? They had a good day or you got to hang with them?
I know Jackie Campbell was there. She's from the North Park Trail Runners. Gina Mannion. I know she placed in her age category. The Sudaks, the husband and wife Sudaks. Famous Travis Rittner. I know he placed probably pretty high in his age category. Yeah, that's all I can think of now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get that whole group to join the Run for Life group on Facebook because it's one big giant family and we have a lot of good stuff on there and we're always willing to find more people.
Yeah.
And it's good to spread out, you know, getting a different part of the state and things like that too.
Yeah.
So invite anybody that you know to that group that you think would enjoy.
Yeah. It was funny. And Saturday, I think I had Run Wild. I had some of the Roxylvania gear because I love my Roxylvania gear. I have my Run PA gear. I have my Idiot Runner gear. I have my Trail Sisters gear. And I'm like, that's the cool thing about running groups and podcasts is that you don't have to pick a favorite. You can love them all.
Yeah, sure.
There were so many great performances. It was fun to see because there were definitely some people who were really trying to push themselves. There were some other people who were like, you know, I'm just going to hang back and chill and go with some friends. So it was, oh man, it was so good to see everybody.
Shelly, did you fall at all?
Oh God, I have a bruise about this big on my thigh. Yes. I hit hard. Yes. I actually tried to run a few miles before, I got on here and yeah, I could feel that bruise pretty, it's rough.
Yeah.
We're not used to in my area. We're not used to all those rocks. So that's rough. The different kind of training.
Mm-hmm.
Slows you down.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's like the Rachel Carson Trail Challenge. Have you ever done that? It's like
I've heard of it.
Jenny and I kept saying, this is Rachel Carson on steroids.
Yeah. It's definitely some rough trails in here in Roxylvania.
So you're doing Oil Creek 100K this fall in October.
Mm-hmm.
You just did, you know, you've done a couple 50Ks. Do you see your trajectory keep going up as long as you do good at the 100K? I mean, do you have a 100-mile goal in your future or anything like that?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was your answer. Nice. Oil Creek's a great event for all three distances, in my opinion. 50, you know, for a first 50K, first 100K, or first 100 miler, it's just set up so perfect.
It is. I did the 50K last year, but I was injured. So after Baker, I barely made it. But I did it. Yeah. The trails are beautiful out there. So I can't wait to try. I can't wait for this.
So are you going to run it with some other ladies or what?
I'm going to run it with Jenny Couch and Evie. Three of us, we run together. So
you're going to stay together. The idea is to stay together the whole time.
For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Fun.
Let's see what else we have about Heiner. I mean, it was, let's see, we, Grace, you and I got out of there at like 3:00. So we left before you couldn't even finish just because of
family obligations.
Thank you.
Yeah. We got, it would be great if we could just clone ourselves, but can't do that. So we got to be smart about how we can fit everything in and.
The food was phenomenal. I got to take that firsthand. They had chicken, hot dogs, coleslaw, and the dessert table was like, I didn't want to pick just one thing.
Mm-hmm. What did you pick from the dessert table?
It was like some apple crumb thing. I don't even know, but it was amazing.
Yum. I had snickerdoodles.
Oh, yeah.
And they were delicious. And I also had 2 pieces of pizza that I ate at the same time. I had 1 piece in this hand and 1 piece in this hand, and I ate from both of them while I was talking to somebody. I forget who I was talking to at the time. Hmm. I had to deal with all that.
I'm proud of you, Grace.
Thank you. It was fun. I can't wait to go back next year. Do you know when registration opens for Heiner?
It's usually pretty quick here.
Yeah, I think it's pretty quick afterwards. If anybody out there listening is interested in joining in the fun for Heiner next year, it does sell out very quickly. The 50K requires a qualifier. The 25K does not, but it does sell out incredibly fast. So get your name on that list right now. Well, not right now because it's not open yet, but it's going to be open soon. So you can also, can you set alerts on Run Sign Up?
Is it on Run Sign Up?
I thought it was on Run Sign Up. Is it on Ultra Sign Up?
I believe it's on Ultra Sign Up.
So on Ultra Sign Up, I know you can set alerts for races. Sometimes people, you know, ask, well, when does this open and when does that open? You can go to Ultra Sign Up and you can set automatic alerts. So Ultra Sign Up will send you an email when registration is about to open or that it just opened. I find that really helpful for some of those races that sell out quickly. Speaking of which, Algonquin 50K just opened up, and I know some people who are interested in Algonquin 50K next year. It does sell out quickly. If it's not sold out already, if you get on the wait list now, you're probably, you know, still good. And if you're interested in the Duck 100K, then because I talk about it all the time, you have to sign up for the 50K first. So you have to get registered now. And it is super, super fun race, and they have cake. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Cool.
Did I sign up again? Yes. Do I have issues? Yes.
You're doing the Duck again?
I don't know, but I'm in the Algonquin. The Duck sign up doesn't open until like November, December. So I have a long time to change my mind about that. Many times.
Oh, Grace.
I don't know that I'm going to do it again. I love that race, but I feel like I need a break from it. But I'll do the 50K because that's a lot of fun. I love the 50K.
Cool. All right. Well, what are we going to talk about next week, Grace? Do we know yet? We have ideas.
I don't know. Shelly, what do you want to talk about next week?
I don't know.
There's so many fun things to talk about. I am going to be do you want to talk about what we're doing this weekend?
Why don't we go into that? Yeah.
Okay. So this weekend I am going to On the Damn Trail Race. I love that course. It is so pretty. And Steph Daniels, who is an amazing human being, is the race director that's down in Johnstown. That's a 50K, and there's another distance. I don't remember the other distance. It's either 25K or a marathon, something like that. And so I am going to sweep on my mountain bike, and Jason's coming with me, and I'm super excited for that. So Jason and I are going to sweep at On the Damn Trail Race this weekend.
Nice. I know Becky's thinking about going, my wife Becky, so I don't know if she's, you might see her there, you might not.
It's so pretty. So, and I want to throw this out there. Cheryl just said in the chat at the finish, I said I had no desire to come back for revenge, talking about Heiner. So, of course, my friends and I are planning on coming back next year. Yay! And I think that's That is the sentiment. Everybody comes back to, you got to come back to Heiner every single year. It's just a blast. I'll be back. I'm going to put it on my calendar. I'm coming back next year. Shelly, what are you up to this weekend?
This coming up weekend?
Yeah.
I'm on taper because of Pittsburgh Marathon.
Oh yeah.
So nice. I'm recuperating.
That is smart. Now Pittsburgh is hilly, notoriously hilly. Yeah.
You know what? I don't believe, no, it's not compared to what I just did. No.
That's right.
No. You try telling all of those roadrunners that it's not a hilly course.
It is
they
not.
Might have a different opinion, but yeah, after you do Heiner, it does change your perspective on what is considered a hilly course.
Yeah.
And I will forever say that Blues Cruise is a flat course. Lacey, I don't care what you say. It is a flat course. That was for her. All right. Eric, what are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? Turkey hunting with my daughters, spring turkey hunting with my daughters, which is not running, but it's still what I do and I enjoy it. And then hopefully getting some longer miles in. I'm trying to get back to putting long miles in. It's hard with schedule and family and stuff right now, but I'm trying.
How's your heart feeling, your rib cage and your heart? Did you find a heart yet?
My heart skips a beat every time it sees you. But other than that, no, I'm good. That's good. It's just trying to dig out of the hole I feel like I'm in from that whole experience. But it's all good. I'm happy where I'm at. And yeah, that's about it, I think, this weekend. Got some big track meets coming up because Lauren's doing well. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Grace, but I think next week Cliff has a great idea about talking a little bit about Canyon Man next week. Might dive into a little bit of what the race is, how it got started, how to attack it, things like that, because my co-host is going to race it. So I feel like it might be a good pregame for it for Canyon Man. Canyon Man is a kind of low-key grassroots type of race, only allows 20 runners now, or 20 single racers to kayak, run, and bike 100 miles throughout the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon, becoming a Canyon Man at the finish. So it's different than what a lot of races are set up to be like, and it's unique in its own way, and nothing out there is quite like it. So I think it deserves a little talky talk.
It'll be a good talk. I'm nervous about it. I'm getting good advice from other people who've run it, other people who've relayed it. So that's been really helpful, but I am nervous. And I do want to hear advice about, because it's called Canyon Man, which I mean, is a play on Iron Man, right? And people who finish Ironman races, they get that little tattoo on their calf. So if I finish this, should I get a tattoo on my calf? And what should it be? Should it be like a guy who's just like all muscled out? You know? I don't know.
Does he talk like that?
Yeah, he does.
Is there a Canyon Man logo already? I think there must be.
I think there is.
There is. That should be what goes on.
But it's not the Iron Man is just like real simple.
Right.
I don't know.
Think about it.
Think about what my calf should look like. I also made Rota Smoker's calf my profile photo for a little bit. And I very much appreciated that. I got a picture of her calf.
Yeah. And now it's framed in your bedroom.
It is. It's already framed in my bedroom.
All right, Shelly, we'll let you go. We really appreciate you coming on. And
thank you.
It's awesome that you finished. It is a hard race. You should be proud of yourself. I hope to meet you in person very soon at one race or another here or there. Maybe Heiner next year, I guess. I don't know. But
for sure.
We appreciate you being on, and I hope those sore muscles get better fast within the next 2 weeks at least, because you got some work to do.
Yep.
Foam roll it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shelly.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Bye.
We'll see you next Monday, 7:30. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Grace, are you subscribed?
I'm subscribed. Yes, I am.
Okay, well, find a friend and tell them to subscribe. And if they have
You're my best friend, Eric.
I know, but you have others that are like mediocre friends. So ask them to subscribe.
I'll ask all my mediocre friends. Thanks.
All right. Go do your thing. Bye thing.
Okay, bye.